2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. On a, we have this gap day now between games one and game two.
It's like,
should have taken a personal
this
day.
This is like we're trying to get through this day. Like, can we get till tomorrow and kind of get some more excitement going on?
Let's get game two going. I got an email today, and what's funny is I get these updates from the Jazz, and they'll go, hey, man, you want tickets? You know, like, and it's tempting, you know? The good news is we're working, and
I want tickets.
I do too. Like my wife is dying. She's like, I want to go. I think she and my oldest son should go, and even if I'm working or whatever, it's fine. They should go.
I wonder if we should have like a holiday on our show and just go. It's a Jazz holiday,
right? And it's something you and I. It's something you and I observe during the year.
Yeah,
something we feel strongly about, and I don't want you to make any judgments on Scott and I. We're big Jazz fans.
Yeah, who cares?
We're Jazz worshipers. Right. Okay, so here's the thing. We're taking a break from Jazz talk just a little bit because the Senate Commerce Committee in Washington had a hearing to examine the legislative proposals on how to compensate players, basically, how to figure out how to pay these guys. And witnesses were on there. Let me see. NCAA President Mark Emmert was on there. Mark Few, head basketball coach at Gonzaga, of course. He was also on it. Rod Gilmore, ESPN analyst, also played football at Stanford and basketball as well. This thing is interesting because it's pretty much decided. Everybody knows that the right thing to do when the amount of money that's being made at the level that's being made in college sports is where it's at right now, we can't fool ourselves by saying, oh, hey, you student-athletes, you don't get a piece of that pie. I know that you have your own brand, and people are tuning in because of that brand. Zach Wilson, right? Taysom Hill when he was in college, whomever. Fill in any blank with any quarterback that's ever played at any school. That guy is the most viewed person in that sport, in that athletic complex, typically. And they help push the sales of the jerseys that don't have their name on it, but they do have the number. They put players on video games, and they don't get compensated. And the whole idea is, well, we want to maintain the integrity of recruiting and that college athletes are still basically amateurs, but that they can still actually gain monetarily from the fact that these institutions are using their name, image, and likeness to push their product. Now, also that these players could make a little extra money on the side knowing that people on social media, for example, that's a big thing, Scott. People are earning money on social media, making posts and being able to say these things for in behalf of a company, like as an influencer. But they're not allowed to do it as college athletes. And it's coming to a head now. We're seeing some massive movement on this front.
They know that it has to happen.
Yes.
They know that it's not equitable at all, that it's ridiculously one-sided. And I'm not sure why I buy the argument that this is going to destroy college athletics. I think what it's going to do, number one, I think in basketball, I think a lot of these really, really talented players are going to more and more start going to the G League and the NBA. Right. I really do. And
but
so,
you know why? Because there's no opportunity to get compensation.
Right.
So the thing that will ruin sports is if you don't figure out name, image, likeness, and paying these guys something that their name is worth.
Right, and it's a great point, and there's probably a lot of truth to that. But what I think will happen is these guys are still – the really good players are still going to go and play against the better competition. It's one thing to get compensated, but also get yourself in the best possible position and playing
to be a better pro.
To be a better pro and to have longevity. But the other side of it, I think what will happen is you'll get a truly amateur sport. I mean, the people that are left behind are going to be the one, you know, so you're, and I think it's going to be a more level playing field. I don't think you're going to, now maybe the quality of play may not be as exceptional as it could be with the very best players there. You're going to get people that are going to stay in the program longer, which I think will be better because these players, maybe they didn't get the same opportunity to play because they were behind this great player. Now they're getting an opportunity to play and to develop, and maybe these players will develop into better players and have more of an opportunity because some of these players are gone. I'm just talking about basketball here because football is a little bit different story.
It's so hard, though, because they have to come up with compensation standards. You have to actually like have an idea on how – they've got to make these proposals that will stick – and that will be able to be used across different, jurisdictions. States are going to have.
But how do you,
things.
In a free market system, do that?
Say, yeah,
well,
it's
you're
hard.
Only allowed to do. I mean, I don't know. I just
or to say these players are the only ones who can make this much money, or cap it at a certain place. Here's what Mark Few, Gonzaga's head basketball coach, had to say about this whole thing. He's extremely concerned that this will absolutely be the death of college athletics if they can't get their act together.
We, as previously mentioned, we are at a critical juncture in college athletics, and it really isn't an exaggeration to say the future of college sports is in jeopardy. And so I want to talk about kind of NIL rights. We absolutely should have addressed these NIL rights a long time ago, and I'm embarrassed that we're here having to deal with it right now. We should have handled this, but here it is. And these changes are long, long overdue. All athletes deserve to use their own name, image, and likeness in commercial endorsements and on social media, and I am very much in favor of them profiting as much as they possibly can from this.
What do you think about that? I mean, this is a guy who, in all likelihood, has changed his tune over the years. Most people had an idea of, hey, this is the only way college basketball works, or this is the only way college athletics works. And now he sits in front of these guys. They have hundreds of thousands of followers in a lot of cases on their social media, and they can't gain one thing from it monetarily. And then he goes, they have to and as you said, how do you regulate that with a free market? He's saying they don't just need to be paid for their name, image, and likeness. They should be able to take advantage to the maximum extent as players to be able to get this thing done.
I've always believed, and after hearing him, I even believe it more, that smaller markets are actually going to benefit from these players doing this more than a bigger market, because the only game in town in Spokane is Gonzaga.
Yeah.
And these players are worship. I mean, they're the biggest name. Even here in Utah, aside from the Utah Jazz, you players at BYU in Utah are big names.
Yes.
When they're there at that school. And there's a lot of alumni that would love to get their hands on these guys.
And they will.
And so I think it actually gives you an opportunity to recruit more. It's a recruiting tool where if you're in a bigger market and you're competing against a lot of other high-profile people.
And pro teams.
Pro teams, all that stuff. There may not be as much of an interest in that. There may be a few guys in those bigger markets, but not these small ones.
So as soon as Taysom graduated and was in the NFL, you started to hear on the BYU broadcasts, on our air, Taysom Hill, that's why I always go to fill in the blank car dealership. And you're like, oh, wow, he could have been doing these in college. And in all likelihood, we've said this before. The idea I think that we had come up with at one point was if you're the starting quarterback of the University of Utah, you get to drive around a Ken Garf Honda Accord. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing, because then they know. And the license plate is, QB1 or something like that. I don't know. Not that we want to make a target out of it, but I'm just saying, didn't you have some dumb
that was my
was
that,
it QB1 for
yeah,
real?
Why are you making fun of my license plate? It was a real thing. I still have the license. I'm going to bring it in one day. You know what? I'll take a picture of it and I'll bring it
oh
in.
Oh my gosh.
It's QB1,
baby. Well, that's what I'm saying. But this is the way that they can compensate these guys, is all these companies want a piece anyway, and they try to get a piece through the advertising on the stations or things like that, but they want to be able to get to these athletes. And not in the sense of paying them under the table, pay them for what they're doing, which is giving a massive amount of attention to your school and giving a massive amount of money to the school as well. Think about them asking for donations. I mean, players can't do it currently. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't do it in a certain way. What about them going and actually being like, hey, they're part of actually building up your athletic program with receiving funds, things like that, and they get compensated for it.
What I believe will ultimately happen, I believe it'll actually level the playing field more, because right now, look, some programs, some conferences, SEC, are paying players now. I mean, they are, and so now when everyone is on equal footing, then these players are like, yeah, I'm gonna look for the best opportunity and not necessarily who's gonna pay me the most right now.
It's gonna be a mess. There's gonna be some big-time donors in some of these schools that are going to probably dip a little bit too far into that cookie jar of helping these guys out. But I think it's all for the better in the end. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back. We've got our MVPs next. Some good ones. You don't want to miss them. Stay right here with us. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.